stop what you're doing. Here is another world-famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Yes.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
Okay, it is Thursday today, and as is customary, we play Throwback Thursday pranks. These are classics in the archives of the prank world. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, the reason why I'm playing this one today, because school's coming, school's all going back, and I want to do more of these this year. These schoolboy in trouble pranks. Mm.
Oh, the parents love those.
No, I know. Because, you know, you're one of two parents, all right? You're a parent that defends your child at all costs. Mm. Your child is totally infallible and the school is always wrong.
Uh-huh.
Or you totally the other way.
Yeah. Mm. The parents that give you a hiding after they find out that you were in trouble at school.
Exactly right. Mm. Exactly right. And there's nothing... I mean, look, this is how it works. So I phone the kid during school times.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we phone the mother and they're in trouble for something. And it's obviously always something bad, right? And you just see how the mother or father reacts. And this one definitely was one of the best. All right? And I'm sure a few parents can relate to this too. So this boy is now on the phone with me and we're calling his mother, but I'm playing the part of various of the hierarchy in the school. Here it is. So you sure you want to do this?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Okay, you know you're probably going to get grounded.
Yeah, no, it's fine, don't worry.
Hello?
Hi, is that Mrs. Levine?
Yeah.
It's Mr. Solomon, yeah, I'm calling from... Yeah, I'm sitting with your son, Justin.
Yeah.
I am the school guidance counselor.
Yeah.
I don't know if you are aware, but your son is currently on probation.
Justin?
Yes.
For what?
For his bad behavior. I'm quite surprised that you are surprised.
When has he been on probation since?
Well, ma'am, it's been a couple of days already. Quite honestly, we are not sure what to do with your son anymore because this morning he was caught cheating in a test.
Can I speak to him?
Okay, just hold on.
Justin?
Yeah, ma?
What test were you cheating in?
It was English, eh? But, ma, they talking rubbish. I promise you I never did it.
What is he saying you did?
I know. He says I cheated in the test and that I had, like, spark notes and stuff.
Did but they, you? Like, Justin, you better tell me the truth, because I don't
think
you
the truth.
Might be today.
Hi, ma'am.
Yeah?
You know, I think I would rather deal with this, ma'am.
No. You phoned me, so I want to know what's going on. What did he do 3 days ago?
Ma'am, we caught him smoking marijuana.
Justin doesn't smoke. I know his friends smoke marijuana. Justin doesn't even smoke cigarettes.
Ma'am, he smoked marijuana. Do you want him to confess it to you? Because he has already confessed it to me.
Yeah.
Ma?
Justin?
Yeah?
Did you smoke marijuana?
No, I was just around them, eh, Ma?
Justin, tell the man you smoked marijuana. Did you smoke marijuana?
I promise you I never.
Then why did you tell him you did?
Well, Ma...
No, I want you to explain to me.
I was just around, Ma.
Justin, why did you tell him you smoked it if you were around?
I don't know, Ma. It's, I can't explain.
No, I want you to explain. You are playing rugby at 4 o'clock. You're not playing if you do not explain.
Well, ma'am, don't worry about that because we wouldn't let him play rugby today anyway because he is under the influence of marijuana and quite frankly, he would just be too slow on the field.
But he didn't. He said, I don't know, did he? Justin doesn't even smoke, so how can he be taking marijuana?
We have it on video surveillance, ma'am.
That he actually smoked the cigarette or was holding it.
Ma'am, in the video footage, we see him taking the marijuana spliff, inhaling it, and then exhaling and very creatively blowing 7 smoke rings, and then start giggling uncontrollably.
Justin?
Yes, Justin, ma'am. And then they all proceeded to tuck into a bag of cheese curls.
So who the hell did he get it from?
I think they got the cheese curls from the Pick and Pay,
no,
man.
No, the marijuana.
From one of the teachers.
The teachers gave him the marijuana?
Yes, ma'am.
What teacher?
Well, ma'am, I'm actually not at liberty to say, but what I can tell you, he is a teacher from Cape Town, and apparently he used to live on the mountain there.
Well, how can I... Well, then I'll send the police there. How can you bloody... A teacher give my son marijuana?
Ma'am, it was an education program about finding yourself.
Did he tell him to smoke it?
Does anyone in your house smoke marijuana?
Don't be ridiculous.
Well, ma'am, you sound like you could even be high right now.
No, I am high. I'm high from you.
Look, do you have another school you could perhaps send your son to?
I'm coming to school right now.
Ma'am, can I just tell you that when you come to the school, please ask for Wackhead Simpson.
I'm going to kill you, Wackhead. Justin, I'm going to kill you.
Ma'am. I love you, Ma. Don't worry.
I'm not going to put this on this radio.
Mrs. Levine, and also the whole class is listening.
I suppose the English teacher's also listening.
Well, Justin, why don't you get the whole class to say a nice big hello, Mrs. Levine, for me?
Okay.